hut with the intention of ruining the reputation of this great and unsung pioneer from Oxfordshire, a man who was not gently born, and who was therefore compelled, like so many others in those times, to bear the ungenerous consequences of his class. But in the very long run, William Smith was fortunate. A long while after the map had been published, a kindly and liberal-minded nobleman for whom Smith had been performing tasks on his estate in a small village in Yorkshire recognised him, knew somehow that this was the man who had created the extraordinary and beautiful map about which it was said all learned England and all the world of science outside was talking. This aristocratic figure let people, influential and connected people, know about the man he had discovered. He reported back that he was hidden, incognito, in the depths of the English countryside. He supposedly had no expectation that anyone would now ever remember or would ever recognize the solitary masterpiece that he had once made. He imagined he was doomed to suffer an undeserved oblivion. But on this occasion, his pessimism was misplaced. The messages that had been sent did get through, with the consequence that eventually William Smith was persuaded to return to London to receive at last the honours and rewards that were due to him, and to be acknowledged as the founding father of the whole new science of English geology, a science that remains at the core of intellectual endeavour to this day. It is now exactly 200 years